I'm Carol Hills, in for Marco Werman, and this is The World. We've been talking a lot this week about the staggering number of young migrants, children on their own, pouring over the U.S.-Mexico border. President Obama has called it a humanitarian crisis, but some people on the U.S. side of the border are saying enough. On Tuesday, protesters forced buses filled mostly with undocumented Central Americans to be rerouted out of the Southern California city of Murrieta. Last night, an overflow crowd filled a high school auditorium to meet with Homeland Security officials. Protesters chanted, "Send them back, send them back," and voiced concerns over plans to move detained immigrants through a Border Patrol processing facility there. KCRW's Saul Gonzalez was at the meeting.
You had a lot of very outraged people in this community meeting last night who basically don't want them. They were saying, "Nuh-uh, this is the administration's problem. This is the Fed's problem. It is not Murrieta's problem, this small town about 90 miles southeast of Los Angeles." And they want these people sent back directly to their countries of origin in Mexico and in Central America.
Now, it's interesting. We're not talking about these migrants being released out into the streets of Murrieta. What are the people concerned about in Murrieta?
Well, they're actually concerned about that because, the idea is that this is an overflow of people because the facilities in Texas and in New Mexico are just packed full. So they're flying them to other facilities in the Southwest and here in California. They're supposed to go to this one center for a temporary period of time, like, two or three days to essentially be processed. And then they would be released. They would be sent to, mass transit stations where they're supposed to go to where they wanted to go and then report in with an immigration judge. The people in Murrieta, at least some of them, are concerned that that will never happen, that these migrants, these refugees will just vanish into the wind and they'll be gone for good and they'll be in this country illegally for good. That was their concern. And a lot of them, they say, might just stay in Murrieta and, put pressure on their social services, their educational system and so on.
Now, the numbers are just staggering. More than 52,000 unaccompanied children have been detained crossing the crossing the border since October. Saul, you spoke to some residents attending the meeting. Let's hear what they had to say.
I just feel it's detrimental to the welfare of the area financially, potentially criminally.
Does it matter to you that this group here in Murrieta are, as I understand it, largely made up of kids, minors, and their mothers?
Children and mothers, especially mothers of childbearing age, are expensive. Someone has to pay for them to bear children and educate their children and feed their children and give them medical care. I work pretty hard, and my wife works three jobs to try and pay our bills so we can help our children have a good environment to live in. So I don't know how any municipality in California is fiscally or financially in a position to raise some other country's children.
It's a racist thing. It's not a loving thing. We're all here to glorify the Lord, and this is not what the Lord would want. I'm out here to support those people who have been turned away. Mostly they are children. And what would they do if their children were in the same situation? They would want somebody to stand up for them.
Now, Saul, what's the ethnic makeup of Murrieta?
Murrieta is a largely Anglo middle class, upper middle class community, but with a large, Latino population, Hispanic population as well, like so many other communities in the Southwest and in the West. I think it's about 25% Latino, and they were represented too. Although I must admit, it was like going from two worlds in this meeting last night, from the auditorium, which was largely white and older and anti-immigrant, to outside, where you had a lot of Hispanics who were pro keeping these families in the United States, or at least for a period of time. And it was just these two separate worlds of Murrieta. It was really interesting. It was like going through the looking glass from inside to outside, and all of them equally passionate, a lot of exchange, no violence, nothing like that, but a lot of exchanges of their respective arguments, generally politely, and a lot of very lively discussions before, during, and after this meeting last night.
Now, I understand some people at this meeting were handing out flyers saying the people on these buses, the people coming from these countries, had diseases. Does the rhetoric that get ratcheted up that high?
It was really interesting, Carol. You heard a lot about this concern about public health and these immigrants and these refugees. A lot of people saying we don't know what they're bringing into this country that could be communicable. And that was really surprising to me. Just about everybody brought that up. And I haven't heard that argument as frequently when it comes to past immigration issues, right? You always hear about, you know, the economic impact, the impact on social services. But the public health angle I hadn't seen. And it was so serious, they had somebody from the county health department there to address just those concerns. And that gentleman basically said, you know, you shouldn't be as worried about that as you think. They are being screened by the feds for health issues. And, you know, you shouldn't worry about this as much as you are.
KCRW's Saul Gonzalez, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Carol.
President Obama has called it a humanitarian crisis. But some people on the U.S. side of the border are saying enough. Last night, an overflow crowd filled a high school auditorium in the Southern California city of Murrieta. Protesters chanted, "Send them back, send them back," and voiced concerns over plans to move detained immigrants through a border control processing facility there. KCRW's Saul Gonzalez was at the meeting. And Saul, on Tuesday, protesters forced buses filled with undocumented Mexicans to be rerouted out of Murrieta. What was last night's meeting about?
Well, Carol, it was about the aftermath of that and what is going to finally happen to these migrants, to these refugees that are they're trying to send to Murrieta. They were trying to send to Murrieta. And you had a lot of very outraged people in this community meeting last night who basically don't want them. They were saying, this is the administration's problem. This is the Fed's problem. It is not Murrieta's problem, this small town about 90 miles southeast of Los Angeles. And they want these people sent back directly to their countries of origin in Mexico and in Central America.
Now, it's interesting. We're not talking about these migrants being released out into the streets of Murrieta. What are the people concerned about in Murrieta?
Well, they're actually concerned about that because, you know, the idea is that this is an overflow of people because the facilities in Texas and in New Mexico are just packed full. So they're flying them to other facilities in the Southwest and here in California. They're supposed to go to this one center for a temporary period of time, like, you know, 2 or 3 days to essentially be processed. And then they would be released. They would be sent to, you know, mass transit stations where they're supposed to go to where they wanted to go and then report in with an immigration judge. The people in Murrieta, at least some of them, are concerned that that will never happen, that these migrants, these refugees will just vanish into the wind and they'll be gone for good and they'll be in this country illegally for good. That was their concern. And a lot of them, they say, might just stay in Murrieta and, you know, put pressure on their social services, their educational system and so on.
Now, the numbers are just staggering. More than 52,000 unaccompanied children have been detained crossing the border since October. Saul, you spoke to some residents attending the meeting. Let's hear what they had to say.
I just feel it's detrimental to the welfare of the area financially, potentially criminally.
Does it matter to you that this group here in Murrieta are, as I understand it, largely made up of kids, minors, and their mothers?
Children and mothers, especially mothers of childbearing age, are expensive. Someone has to pay for them to bear children and educate their children and feed their children and give them medical care. I work pretty hard, and my wife works 3 jobs to try and pay our bills so we can help our children have a good environment to live in. So I don't know how any municipality in California is fiscally or financially in a position to raise some other country's children.
It's a racist thing. It's not a loving thing. We're all here to glorify the Lord, and this is not what the Lord would want. I'm out here to support those people who have been turned away. Mostly they are children. And what would they do if their children were in the same situation? They would want somebody to stand up for them.
Now, Saul, what's the ethnic makeup of Murrieta?
Murrieta is a largely Anglo middle class, upper middle class community, but with a large, you know, Latino population, Hispanic population as well, like so many other communities in the Southwest and in the West. I think it's about 25% Latino, and they were represented too. Although I must admit, it was like going from two worlds in this meeting last night, from the auditorium, which was largely white and older and anti-immigrant, to outside, where you had a lot of Hispanics who were, you know, pro keeping these families in the United States, or at least for a period of time. And it was just these two separate worlds of Murrieta. It was really interesting. It was like going through the looking glass from inside to outside, and all of them equally passionate, a lot of exchange, no violence, nothing like that, but a lot of exchanges of their respective arguments, generally politely, and a lot of very lively discussions before, during, and after this meeting last night.
Now, I understand some people at this meeting were handing out flyers saying the people on these buses, the people coming from these countries, had diseases. Does the rhetoric that get ratcheted up that high?
It was really interesting, Carol. You heard a lot about this concern about public health and these immigrants and these refugees. A lot of people saying we don't know what they're bringing into this country that could be communicable. And that was really surprising to me. Just about everybody brought that up. And I haven't heard that argument as frequently when it comes to past immigration issues, right? You always hear about, you know, the economic impact, the impact on social services. But the public health angle I hadn't seen. And it was so serious, they had somebody from the county health department there to address just those concerns. And that gentleman basically said, you know, you shouldn't be as worried about that as you think. They are being screened by the feds for health issues. And, you know, you shouldn't worry about this as much as you are.
KCRW's Saul Gonzalez, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Carol.